Drive. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the sight of God and the church that Christ bought with his own blood to join together Nathan Karen in holy matrimony. This is the first institution God established when he joined Adam and Eve in marriage. This holy estate we call marriage was ordained by God for at least three reasons. First, God ordained marriage for the propagation of the human race, so that children would be raised in homes where the Word of God is taught, the gospel is lived out, and God is glorified in everything that is done. Second, God ordained marriage as the one estate where the natural affection men have for women and women have for men is set apart and enjoyed only by those who enter into a binding covenant relationship. For God himself said, a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Third, according to the Apostle Paul, God ordained marriage as a glorious picture of the mysterious union of Christ and his church. So then, every marriage ceremony serves to remind us of the love Christ, the bridegroom, has for his bride, the church, who will be clothed in a wedding garment secured for his bride at Calvary. Therefore, if any man can show just cause why these two may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak or forever hold his peace. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we all collectively join together in praying for this marriage. And as we heard testimony last night, dear God, parents have been praying for decades. Decades that this would be a glorious union that is forever set apart as a testimony of the gospel, and that in the years to come, Nate and Karen would talk to their children about marriage, who would talk to their children about God, the Lord Jesus, and marriage. So today, Lord, we pray that you would put your blessing on this couple. We pray that they would serve you all the days of their life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Who gives it for me to be married to this man?
The living God.
You may be seated. Nathan, by taking Karen's arm, you are acknowledging your position as the spiritual leader of the home, accountable to Christ on the day of judgment for yourself and your family. Now, to the both of you, I require and charge that you both, if either of you know any cause why you may not be lawful joined together in matrimony, you do now confess it. When you may take this woman, Clara, to be your wife, according to God's holy decree, do you promise to be her loving husband, to cherish and to keep her, and forsaking all others, to be faithful only to her, as long as you both shall live? I will. When you can, take this man, Nathan, to be your husband, according to God's holy decrees, do you promise to love, honor, and obey him, and forsaking all others, to be faithful only to him, as long as you both shall live?
I will.
It is a very special thing when we consider that the couple standing before us this day met on the Lord's Day in a Sunday morning Bible study being led by Mike and Megan Zerman. When I asked him, what made the difference with Megan? Thinking, what did she see? What did she know about him? She spoke about his outgoing personality and his excitement about God and his word. So then I looked at Nathan and I asked him the same question. I said, Nathan, what did you see? And he said, quite frankly, she was pretty. So Nathan, I want to ask you, is she still just as pretty today as she was back then? More so. You see, as I spent the weeks with them, I realized that Nathan and Ken are different people. But they, as you know, will discover how different they are the longer they live together. But it is their faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ and their love one for another that caused each to desire to be joined together for life in this most holy estate of marriage. And it is that same love for the gospel and each other that will keep you together. So now let me just take a moment and share with you some final thoughts. One of the most difficult tasks that each of you will have, the longer you live together, and perhaps during the first couple of years the most, is the task of applying the gospel, the truth, and the spirit of the gospel to each other, especially when you felt like you've been wronged, or hurt, or offended, or sinned, to by the one you love the most. What you each have to remember is that because of God's great grace and your faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, God has forgiven your sins. There's nothing either of you can do that can separate you from the love of God. Because of Christ's virgin birth, sin of joy, atoning sacrifice on the cross, God's justice has been satisfied on your account. God will never hold either of you accountable for your sin because of Christ Jesus. You'll never have to face the wrath of God. What a glorious truth. So now, I want you to think about that when you've been offended by each other. When one has been hurt by the other, the one that each of you say this very day that you love the most, I want to ask you to remember to apply the grace of God to each other. To love and be quick to forgive each other. Now on this day, at this point, Nathan, it almost seems ridiculous for me to remind you that you need to love caring like Christ loved the church. But I promise you that in the days, years, perhaps even months to come, there might be a day where it's not quite as easy. And you have to remember that you are charged by the Word of God God himself to love this woman like Christ loves the church. And Karen, my dear sister in Christ, there will be days in the future where it may be quite challenging to love, respect, or submit to Nathan's leadership as the church submits to the leadership of the Lord. But you too must look to the power of the gospel to give you grace on that day, on that moment, to love and to respect Nathan. And finally, in so doing, each of you will model for your family, your friends, and your future children the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you will model it in a most God-glorifying way until either the glorious return of our Savior or he calls you home to be with him. So now, never forget that the vows that each of you are about to make, you're making first and foremost before God, who is with us here on this ceremony. So now to you, Nathan, my brother, repeat after me. I, Nathan,
take you, Karen,
to be my wedded wife,
to have and to hold,
from this day forward,
for better for worse,
for richer for poor,
in sickness and in health,
to love and to cherish,
till death do us part.
And to you, Karen, my sister, repeat after me. I, Karen, take you, Nathan.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
For better for worse.
For richer for poor.
In sickness and in health.
To love, honor, and obey.
Till death do us part. The wedding ring that I hold in my hand is a symbol of eternity. It is an outward sign of an inward and spiritual bond which unites two hearts in a covenant relationship. And now as a token of your love and your promise to forever be committed to love your bride as Christ loves the church, I want you to put that on your finger and repeat after me. Karen. I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my love.
And faithfulness to you.
With this ring.
I do wed.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
By the same token, Karen, you are promising to forever be committed to honor your husband. You may place this ring on the finger of Nathan.
Nathan, I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my love.
And faithfulness to you. With this ring.
I be led. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. By the virtue of the authority committed to me by the Church of Jesus Christ and the State of North Carolina, I now pronounce you, Nathan and Karen, husband and wife, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let God, therefore, have joined together, let no man put asunder.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Will you join me in praying for this new husband and wife? Father in heaven, on behalf of both families, we are so grateful for the gift of these two children who have matured into wonderful adults who love each other and are committed to using their lives in your kingdom in a way that honors you, pleases you, promotes the gospel, and ultimately glorifies you. Father, we pray that all that they do would be blessed by you as they seek your face. Traveling mercies for them, watching over and caring for them, blessing, using them, leading and guiding, giving to them children who will come to know Jesus, and their children will do the same according to your plan, according to your word. And we pray all this in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Nathan, you may kiss your bride. Well, for the very first time, I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. Nathan Lewis Smith. You may be seated. Nathan and Karen have asked that you be dismissed by Rose so that they can be taking greet each of you in a receiving line at the end of the auditorium.
Thank you.